Alaskeros, or Filipino cannery workers, have been a mainstay of the seafood industry in Alaska for well over a century. October is Filipino American History Month, and here Christine Marasigan of the Filipino American National Historical Society tells us of the early beginning of this long-lasting connection.
While there is a history of Filipinos being in America prior to the 1900s, the first instance of Americans being in the Philippines is actually 1898, when you want to talk about a sort of a governmental relationship.
Marasigan is referring to the Spanish-American War, wherein the U.S. defeated Spain and laid claim to former Spanish colonies like Puerto Rico and the Philippines. Marasigan here describes the status of the Philippines following the Spanish-American War.
While it has its own governing agency, it's not really technically independent. It's basically a protectorate of the United States. Basically, if you're a citizen of the Philippines, you're an American national, so you don't need a passport to travel to the United States. And this ends up being a boon for places like Alaska and Hawaii that need a labor pool.
These Filipinos were U.S. nationals, not citizens, and while they couldn't vote or own property, they could work in the U.S. As a result, young Filipinos were recruited in ports like San Francisco for work in Alaska canneries. By the 1930s, Filipinos outnumbered Chinese and Japanese workers to become the largest contingent of cannery laborers.
You know, between the cannery and the military and communications and, you know, early mariners, I mean, I think Alaska figures very significantly in the sort of narrative of the Filipino experience in the Americas.
This is Anjali Grantham with the Alaska Historical Society's Alaska Historic Canneries Initiative, reporting from KMXT in Kodiak.